just a little black dot. It looks like a period on your body. There's one right in the middle, I guess my chest. And then I have two more right above my left breast. They're nothing. They're nothing. I'm Barbara Wazotsky. I live in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. My sister lives in New Jersey, and I live with her during my treatments. I was diagnosed in January with breast cancer. The way I look at it, whatever you have to do to get rid of this in my body, do it. I don't care.
I've been told in the 1960s, they used to be with paint and then with magic markers and really large marks with crosshairs and lines, and they were very obvious. You couldn't hide it. And then they were told that you can't wash it off. Thankfully, we just don't do that anymore. My name is Eric Horowitz, Chairman of Radiation Oncology at Fox Chase Cancer Center. Many patients have actually been disappointed because they actually thought they were going to be more complicated or actually kind of more interesting or cooler than they actually are.
A lot of men will ask us, can we tattoo their wives' names? Or women say, can I have a butterfly? I'm Maureen. I am the therapist that first sees the patient when they come for radiation. I'm the first stop in their journey. So this is the tattoo ink, and we just take it out, remove the cap, squeeze the ink onto the spot that we're going to tattoo, put the needle just under the first layer of skin, pull up just a tiny bit for a quick second, and the ink will seep into the skin. It's just a little pinch. Some people will scream and jump, and other people say, that's it, you're done. Accuracy is so important because body parts can only receive a certain amount of radiation through a person's lifetime.
So what's the name of this room?
This is a linear accelerator vault. There's three lasers, right, left, and in the ceiling. You use the lasers to position to line up on the tattoos, and that's how we get the patient really closely in position where they're supposed to be on the dot.
My name is Alyssa Green, and I'm a radiation therapist. We always just joke that we're frustrated tattoo artists that just couldn't make it because all we can do is a dot. We talk millimeters in radiation therapy, so when we line up to the tattoos, you want to be dead on the mark. So it's kind of all like the map to guide us. It's also a permanent record. So God forbid if patients ever had to come back to be retreated, we're able to know where they were already treated from. Some patients don't want them at all, and it could be a fight because you kind of just have to explain to them that they're needed. They don't like needles. They don't want to get stuck with one. Or they just don't want that mark on them forever. They don't want the memory of it.
I did go to the beach last week with my sister. It doesn't bother me to have it seen by other people. I just figure it's just like when you lose your hair from the chemo. You know, it's something that you have to be proud of, that you're surviving it.